starting. They say all the world is a stage. It doesn't matter what age. The game of play will change your life in every way. The smell of the grease paint, the roar of the crowd is so loud. Don't be so proud. They say all the world is a stage. It doesn't matter what age. The game of play will change your life in every way. It's the game.
Welcome to the Manchester Shakespeare Company podcast. This is episode 4. We're now in February 2024.
I thought you said 5.
I think it might be 4. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's Valentine's Day today. Happy Valentine's Day, Gina.
Yes, and to you, my love.
And today we're going to be talking about the next project that we're working on. We had a successful musical last year, Dreaming at the Empty Space. We're still having fun with that. And today we're going to talk about The Game of Play. It's a fascinating, fun, performance-based board game. Luckily, I've got the inventor with me today. It's Gina.
Oh, hello, John.
Now then.
Hello, Manchester Shakespeare Company as well.
Yeah, so we're interviewing each other now, which is quite fun. So The Game of Play was an idea of Gina's from quite a time ago, and it was developed during COVID, when we were in lockdown, and now it's ready to be launched. So, Gina, what gave you the idea of all this?
Well, you know, I suppose I'm a bit of a skeptic. I mean, we had to close 3MT for all sorts of reasons, but I had an idea that something was going to happen the following year, and it did. COVID. So COVID, you know, I was in pure lockdown. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't move. Couldn't see anyone. I could speak to him on the phone, of course. So I thought, right, this is my chance to put my corner to John about what I want to do with the game of play.
Yeah, because you've always invented things, haven't you? When we had the vegan cafe, you were always inventing new dishes and inventing all sorts of things.
I think it's because of my new label that was given to me in 1958. When I was 58. Gosh, I was only 1 year old then.
Another diagnosis of something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm on the spectrum, basically. Mm. But yeah, for me, I've always had to be doing something useful, exciting, and developmental. So I think it's because it was my only way of making a contact with people.
Yeah. And I mean, our background is in music, the music business, musical theatre, performing. And we got there by our own efforts,
I think we did. All sorts of reasons, yeah.
When we met, we in a band, so we were performing every night of the week. And then we went as a duo, which was Kabara, and we were performing every night of the week.
Before I met you, I'd been performing. Yeah. Probably about 15 years easily.
Yeah.
But I was also performing as a child.
Yeah, so.
And that's when it started. That's where the idea about, ideas started forming. But anyway, the game of play, so can you repeat the question again, John? Sorry.
How did the idea come about?
Well, this came about not from childhood. This came about from drawing. 3MT and Manchester Shakespeare Company.
And the teaching of drama before that.
It was, the whole idea was inspired by the fact that I was inspired as a child by people in the community who were lovely. The spinsters who you live next door, the church, they always wanted me to sing a hymn on Sunday. And then shows, a gentleman, I think it was called Stan Ball. Somebody might even know the name. It's a long time ago. And I'm in a long time.
It's not that long.
Well, I'm 66 now, John. Goodness me. I must have been seven or something,
seven or eight,
like that.
And this is in Clayton, yeah?
Yeah, I was born in Clayton, yeah. It's now not called Clayton. It's always been confused with Bradford, and it's never been confused with Bradford for me. It's Clayton. Yeah. So let me keep me train of thought, because you know what I'm like. So I knew I was going to be leaving the boards on a more permanent basis. So I really wanted to have something that I could use to encourage and inspire young people like I'd been inspired. Yeah.
To have a go, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, because of my experience on the stage in all forms of performance, and yours as well, but you're also a producer and a musician. I'm a musician as well. Yeah, yeah. The idea is that I wanted to have something for other children who may be inspired by this this podcast by me being inspired. And I must say, I have to say to all children, I'm clapping my hands and I shouldn't be, I must say to all young people who are autistic, you can do the things you think you want to do. It's not a question of you can't, you can. But the beautiful thing about the game of play is you can again, because each character we give you at the initial stage, you might not like its, the character traits that we read out to you. So you devise your own. Mm. We all played as children, didn't we? I've not finished yet. Mm. So I can see John wanting to ask me something. he can actually explain the game for me if you don't mind, John, because I think that's a good entry for you to do that.
So Gina came up with this idea of a board game where you progress towards the stage. And every square, more or less, you land on is an audition. So it's a way of getting people to perform.
But don't see it as audition. It's having fun.
It's about without the fear, without the... Because we've been to a few auditions, haven't we?
Well, we were quite fearful. It wore off as soon as we started up.
Once you go to your first audition and your teeth stick to your front top of your mouth and all that business, it's tricky. But this is fun with friends. And it's a non... It's sort of the opposite of these talent shows where it's all very cruel and nasty. This is great fun. You can progress towards the centre of the stage and you win the dafter.
And if you do win the dafter, you're on it. You're on your first part of the trail.
You have to make an acceptance speech. But along the way, there's three acts to this play. Along the way, there are things that can set you back.
You're making it sound like it's a long game, John.
It's not a long game. No.
About an hour, really, isn't it?
But there's things that set you back, like you can go down the trapdoor, but you can... you can find things along the way that give you luck, but there's also things that can hold you back. And there's intervals where you can have a drink, so it's quite nice. And as you get further...
That's for the adults, that, not for me.
You can have a drink of anything. But as you get closer to the centre of the stage, it gets a little bit more difficult. And the other people who are with you may be working against you, may be working with you. It's a sort of microcosm of the entertainment industry. So the characters that you take on... So when you start the game, you pick a character, and the characters come from
Can I just make an interjection? We would love schools to and colleges to get in touch, because we're actually accepting nominations for the school that is believed to be the best school that this game could go to. They could win that.
So we've already had people who work in teaching. Testing it out. We've been testing it out for 2 or 3 years now.
Performers as well.
So you pick a character and you go on your journey. So the characters mainly come from Manchester Shakespeare Company plays. So we have Malcolm Febreze.
Of course.
From 12 Nights. We have Tia Maria from 12 Nights. We've got Robbo Goodstuff from Summer Dreaming. We've got Andrew Pelmush from 12 Nights. Who else have we got?
Can I just say...
Oliver de Tabloids?
For the children, I think Tia Maria just loves her tea. Yeah. She just loves tea.
Okay. So you progress through the play, and if you take on the characters of these people, then you can perform in their style. So the squares are basically drama, so you perform a piece of drama, or you can make something up. As a song square, you land on a song square, you got to sing a song. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, or you can be encouraged to sing a song, like a sort of song altogether to start off with.
Yeah, but you can do a song. There's also a verse square, so you land on a verse square. You can pick a card from the pack that gives you a little verse you can perform. It's all there. So these are all the great things in it. What else have we got there? The drama, luck and fate, verse, drama. Oh, yes. So after each performance, your friends or your rivals judge you, and they give you an applause. So they
or, a boo.
And if you've got more applause than boos, you carry on to the next stage.
Mm.
So you can see that it could be quite exciting if you have friends in the other part of the game and you have people who don't particularly like you. So never forget, it's their turn soon.
Oh,
so
yes.
Nice to be nice. Don't
There'll
be...
always be traitors, that's for sure.
It is a bit traitorish, yes.
Yeah, so that really what we're trying to say is give it a shot, have a go.
Yeah.
And then, of course, once you've had a go, you may have that light bulb moment that says, hang on a minute, I got a really tumultuous applause.
Yeah.
That means I must be great.
And it is a little competitive. And people who, we had the neighbours round, you remember? We had the neighbours round to play it, and one of them who was not competitive suddenly found that she was competitive, and one of them was making up songs on the spot. It was absolutely great fun. People who've never performed, people who just enjoy doing it. So that's really what it's about. It's about getting people to perform in a friendly and a safe way, and enjoy themselves. That's the main thing.
Yeah, well, we're aware of the safety, safeguarding issues for vulnerable people, for young people, because we've been teachers, we had to learn all these things. So you can, you know, if we end up coming along and helping you play it for the first time, then you'll be fine.
Yeah, and anybody can play it.
Any age.
It's about 12 plus. It's but children can play it. It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rude in any way. But
it can be if it's just adults.
But it's down to the people that are playing it.
It is, yeah.
There's no sort of prescriptive way of doing it. You can make it your own, basically. And it's fun.
It'd be Disney characters, I would think, if it's young children.
It's fun. But they can just perform anything off the top of their heads. And you can bring your phone if you want and do that. Or do a song off your phone, as long as you're actually performing. And when you get to the centre stage, there's all sorts of pitfalls, because there is a trapdoor and there's a card that people can get, which is the trapdoor card. So if you're standing on the trapdoor and ready to go on to the next bit, they can play the card and you go down to the trapdoor, and you have to go back to the interval and start again from there. There's also what's my line? You forget your lines?
Oh, yes. Well, I do that quite regularly now. One of the reasons why I had to evacuate the stage.
There's break a leg. You know, people say break a leg.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't really, but it is there.
Yeah,
they're all...
It's there. And there's one called Call My Agent, which is a card.
Oh, at the moment, that's a bit of a touchy subject, I think.
Call My Agent.
Best not to talk about that.
But if you don't want to do something, you say, call my agent. There's all these other things that you can do. So I suggest, if you're interested in the game of play, have a look at our website, because it's on there. There's a few videos of people, and there's an explanation how it goes.
And also, there's a video on there.
There is. That's what,
you can see the board quite fully, actually, and
So we're hoping
the ideas.
We're in production now, so we're getting the first edition out for Easter. And you can, we've already had people wanting to buy it off the website.
Well, you can pre-order it.
Pre-order it now,
It gives us an idea on how many we should order, really.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. We're going to be out and about demonstrating it, hopefully.
In libraries.
In libraries, In Greater Manchester. Mm. Anyway, that's that.
Look out for that.
Look out for it. So, from the inventor of the game of play, this is Gina. Big round of applause. Big applause.
Big applause, yeah. See that?
That goes back. That's it does. One of these jokes from.
That goes back to when we were working in Ibiza.
Yes, with Israel and his Spanish ballet.
Oh, we can't do it now.
He's gone.
We might be offending them if we do it now.
He won't be doing it now. It's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But he always used to translate simultaneously for the English audiences. Big applause, para for.
And it was lovely.
It was great.
It was lovely. Fun.
Stamping the feet and singing their songs. Right. Okay. So. Get out there, keep an eye out for the game of play, and keep an eye out for Gina and me and Mandy doing some exhibition work.
Oh, Mandy, can I just say something about Mandy? Oh, Mandy has just been... excuse me, Mandy, we know you're looking at us because it's your name.
Mandy, yes. Hello, Mandy.
She's just been... here we go. Noun problem, John. She's been...
cartoonised.
When somebody moves up a level...
Oh, she's been promoted.
Promoted, that's it. Sorry, guys, I have problems with nouns. Promoted, she's been promoted from just pet to pet and show dog.
Maddie the show dog.
Yeah, she's looking at me and saying, what are you doing now?
Yeah, so there's two humans in the studio speaking into little silver microphones and the dog.
Silver surfers as well,
So the
I'm not yet.
No, you're not. And Mandy's just going... What are you two doing?
Yeah.
Where's me walk?
Usually, it's usually what you call an embarrassed child. Parents have a habit of embarrassing. Sorry, children have a habit of embarrassing. No, I've got it the wrong way around again.
No, we embarrass
I was right, wasn't I? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. The joys of getting old. I think it's time for us to play out, John.
Let's sign off. So, yeah, we're going to play the jolly tune again. So, sing along.
Yeah.
And keep an eye out for the game of play.
Thanks for joining us.
I'll say, see you soon. Find out more from all the W's, ManchesterShakespeareCo.org. Thank you.
They say all the world is a stage. It doesn't matter what age. The game of play will change your life in every way. The smell of the grease paint, the roar of the crowd is so loud. You'll be so proud. All the world is a stage. It doesn't matter what age. The game of play will change your life in every way. It's the game.